Director of Parks and Recreation Donnie Hayes is concerned about the hockey club's impact on the community gym floor. He gave an impassioned plea to the board.
The difference is wear and tear versus egregious wear and tear. And that's the separation that I'm at. It's not just wear and tear.
So you feel that we've crossed the egregious line?
Mm-hmm. I have. With hockey, mm-hmm. I feel that way.
Hayes responded to questions from board member Donna Marsh. Hayes said in the past, Parks and Recreation staff have put Band-Aids on the problem of hockey in the gym. They added mats and makeshift fixes.
That is not my personality. That's not my belief. I'm more than happy to help find other solutions. But until we find a solution where we are going to minimize the damage that is being done, I can't allow hockey to be played in that gymnasium.
Hayes said Parks and Recreation needs to completely sand the floor down, paint new lines, and replace the varnish. This will cost $25,000 and is long overdue. The hockey club questioned the validity of the claims. Joe Boggs said there are a lot of other activities that happen in the facility, like volleyball, basketball, track, and elementary PE.
All these activities also contribute to the wear and tear on the facility, which unfortunately has recently been blamed on the indoor hockey program.
He didn't agree with Hayes' assessment of the damage. He said the gym has normal surface-level scuffs.
The participants of the indoor hockey program realize the department's sensitivity to facility damage and have taken efforts to minimize wear and tear while still maintaining a high level of play. So do we choose to focus more on glamour or the function of the floor?
Bog said that Hayes needs to reevaluate his priorities. He read a letter from the team to the board. It pointed out that especially in the long winter nights, the hockey team provides a much-needed outlet for people who may not have another.
Recently, our town has had to confront such issues as underage drinking, increasing drug abuse, domestic violence, and depression, among others. Whatever you best feel combats these issues, it likely boils down to being involved. That's where we turn to our community resources, such as the Petersburg Department of Parks and Recreation and the community gym.
In terms of community gym, Bog said, the hockey club is an upstanding example of community in Petersburg. He noted that they include everyone from elementary age girls and boys to men and women of different backgrounds and professions. The board found the hockey team's argument compelling. Parks and Recreation board member Dania Davis.
I'm impressed.
Fellow board member Donna Marsh said the community gym is meant to be used.
And hallelujah if this is all the damage that has been done to it. It looks great. I think we ought to maintain it.
Marsh said the hockey team provides an activity to a vital part of Petersburg.
So I think we need to figure out, first of all, why we're thinking about eliminating it. If it's just so that we can have a nice, shiny facility that never looks used, that's not Petersburg, I think. If you had a nice fishing boat that never had a scuff on it, never had a ding taken out of it, it hasn't been fishing. So I think we need to use it for what it was designed for, and supplying a vital aspect of our community, a good piece of liveliness, if you will, to keep it healthy.
Hayes said he would keep the hockey team in the facility if he could, but that it comes down to a question of finance. The gym floor gets an annual coat of varnish, but with the toll the hockey team is taking on the floor, it really needs it twice a year, said Hayes.
That's an additional $5,000 that isn't budgeted for every single year.
But wouldn't that be nice to have the money to maintain that? But we don't. So you make do with what you have,
right.
And the facility isn't going to fall down.
The board discussed finding funding for a more conducive multi-purpose gym floor. They also addressed the need for more regular cleaning of the floors. Hayes suggested moving the team outside.
You can actually use the covered basketball area to continue to do hockey. Now, it's not a perfect solution.
That wouldn't be acceptable.
The discussion continued for an hour, and ultimately, the board took no action to stop the biweekly hockey games. It may not be the end of the issue. City Council member Rick Braun.
Yes, I believe, the hockey probably is contributing to the overall shortening of the life of the floor. I would say that. I don't know how much, but eventually it's going to have to be replaced. But in the meantime, stopping the hockey program is too big of a price to pay as far as denying those people access to the gym. I think I would not support it. I wouldn't support it. I don't think this board clearly is not going to support that. If you want to pursue that, you can take it to the council and see if they would support it.
Hayes thanked the board for their input, but said that he would be taking the issue to city council. In Petersburg, I'm Alexis Kenyon.